Is it not true to say it doesn't matter what school history looks like, but how much time should history be given in schools to deliver the subject? There's no point in building castles made of sand. I didn't want this evening's discussion really to be let go without hearing from, I think, the audience, even more than the panel, about difficult experiences you may have had, know about the academy problem, in trying to sort of shoehorn a little bit history into a crowded week. Because whatever we cut, the Ofsted report is a great shot in the arm, I think, and delivered for me the vindication of what I'd already known from my experience at schools, how extraordinary your teaching is. But I hear over and over again the struggle with time. I suppose the issue is like saying, do you want more time? It's like saying, you know, would you rather have it raining all day or have a bit of sunshine? The answer is kind of obvious, but I suppose I'd love to hear from some of you about how you think that could be accomplished, given that there's so much pressure to improve maths and English and so on. So anybody got any stories about time from the trenches? Yes, you, sir. Yeah, with the white T-shirt, yeah.
I'm actually taught at a sister academy to
Blair. Oh, thank goodness. Let's not have many more academy bashing.
Bashing, no,
it's
sorry.
It's really unfair, Simon. It's
true. I withdraw it all right now. I'm pushover. Really.
I left because history was being cut a lot. Oh. And
you left with your chin there, Claire. Yeah.
That was in Peckham in South London. I now teach at a regular comprehensive in Barking. But unfortunately, it was being cut a lot. Another thing I found was actually a lot of the children in Year 7 hadn't studied history at all at primary school. I trained here.
At primary school?
I hadn't studied any history. And I went to do a couple of placements in primary schools in the local area in Peckham, and history wasn't on their timetable at all, which I was obviously shocked by at the time.
Come back to Harris Academy, and Michael Gove loves you now, so you'll have more time for history.
No, I mean, I actually saw you teach, and I thought you were an outstanding teacher, and I thought you were doing great things. But I thought that, I was teaching by the time I left sort of five subjects, that four of which I didn't want to teach, and history was being sort of marginalised increasingly. And I think generally for schools, it doesn't make sense to me if we're now especially doing this sort of EBAC stuff to be cutting at Key Stage 3 when we're trying to increase uptake at Key Stage 4. The thinking's not joined up. And certainly for schools that are trying to improve their results and things, that those sort of things just aren't, they're nonsensical really. And I think it is a problem. And I don't know how much happens in other academies. I mean, my story is anecdotal perhaps, but it certainly was one of the key reasons why I left, because I didn't see history having an important place. Actually, we knew that a lot of kids had chosen history as their first choice. We were told we weren't allowed to have more than one class of 30. So year on year, there were kids not getting their options. They were being pushed to do BTECs. They were getting taken out of classes to do 1 week, 2 week BTECs in order for our stats. I mean, our stats before you include English, maths and science are amazing. But, sort of as soon as you take that out, we were about 35% pass rate. And there was the turnover for staff in the history department was, year on year, people were leaving just because there was no motivation to stay.
Wow. Okay, Claire, let's have the bright news then.
Well, I don't know. I'm really lucky. I have two lessons a week of 50 minutes each for year 7 and 8 and year 9, but actually we've got rid of year 9 because we're now doing a 3-year Key Stage 4 now. I've got four classes of year 9, three of year 10 and three of year 11, and year 12 and 13 as well, so I don't know. They're obviously not all the same.
50 minutes a week, I would be running to the side of the school teaching a BTEC level course at year 13 to get to another class, while they're 40 minutes, and we had to do things like squeeze the comedy we're doing it for 6 weeks, 50 minutes.
But how much are you able to evangelise on the basis of your excellent practice in your school among other academies, or it would be presumptuous you can't do it, or, is that story, to be honest, is that more typical than yours?
Or? I'm actually subject leader network for all of the Harris Academy, so we actually do our own inset, so I go out and put on my medieval dress and say, come on, let's get Ariban Historical Enterprises in, and I try and...
Do you have a wimple?
I do, actually.
Yeah, I thought you might.
We also have a magazine where we publish what we're doing in each subject
and
try and share it around and share our schemes of work and everything. So that's one thing we try and do.